Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory begins at noon today and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 101. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, slight chance for storms, lows dip down to about 75. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 72.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up on Friday afternoon last week by officially signing the bipartisan tax bill that was passed in the legislature in the special session, lowering taxes for residents across the state. As KSNT News reports, that many individuals may start seeing some tax decreases, with the bill cutting three tax brackets down to two and going with the highest rate, dropping it from 5.7 to 5.58%. The bill also decreases property taxes for homeowners, with the goal to try and help finance public schools by cutting their 15.6% in property taxes with owners of homes that valued at $250,000. It also increases the income automatically exempted from taxes that a married couple filing jointly will not have to pay until they earn more than $25,000. The bill also doubles the income tax credit for child care expenses in the state and provides a 14% cut in taxes that are paid by banks, savings, and loans, along with other financial institutions. Whether you're looking to expand your agriculture holdings and investments, or for a place to build your forever home, take a look at the 160 acres ideally located in northeastern Kingman County. This property is located just 1/2 mile from paved road and 1 mile from State Highway 14. Currently planted to wheat, this tract will be open for you to receive immediate possession upon closing. Auction will be held Thursday, June 27th at 6 p.m. at the Kingman Expo Center in Kingman, Kansas. Another great auction brought to you by Floyd Auction and Real Estate. Call 620-532-1887 or visit floydsells.com for more information.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430. And at burwellconstruction.com.
As we get closer to the 4th of July celebration across the nation, the number of people that may be traveling for 4th of July is expected to set a new record, according to AAA. As KSNT News reports, that AAA is predicting across the nation that as of their latest press release, more than 70.9 million people may be traveling in that 50 miles or more for the weekend of 4th of July, roughly 5% higher than that number of those who traveled for the holiday last year, and up by 8% from 2019 prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the senior vice president of AAA Travel, they say, quote, with summer vacations in full swing and the flexibility of remote work, more Americans are taking extended trips around Independence Day. We anticipate this July 4th week will be the busiest ever, with an additional 5.7 million people traveling compared to what we saw in 2019. AAA of Kansas says that Kansas will be a part of that trend, seeing more individuals out and about.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The University of Nebraska Board of Regents approved its 2024-25 operating budget on Thursday, which includes tuition increases for students. During the meeting, the Board of Regents voted 7-2 on the proposed 2024-25 operating budget. Regent Robert Schaefer and Kathy Wilmot voted no. Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Chris Kabarek, who has been serving in the role of interim president since January 1st, had this to say, courtesy of 1011 News.
We have to be willing to challenge the status quo, and we're going to have conversations that make us uncomfortable. But it will be a transparent process, and we will find a way that makes sense for all Nebraska.
The 20th of June marked 5 years since Trooper Jerry Smith Jr. was killed in a vehicle crash while on patrol in the Nebraska Panhandle. Colonel John Bullduck with the Nebraska State Patrol said that Jerry will always be our hero during the dedication to his public service. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/YFiber.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Beth Simons, Ellen Barber, Ruth Wetter, and Carol Hull spoke regarding a five-mile corridor through the county that appears to run along the same lines as the Grain Belt transmission line and is among consideration for exemption for future infrastructure development. Commissioner John Unger has been researching this and feels the plan is to have easements granted, thus grandfathering in future projects in this area. The process is in phase two, and the public comment window closes Monday. They urged the board to consider a moratorium to prevent further energy construction through the county. The county councilor will consider this and advise the board after multiple executive sessions to discuss personnel and consult with the county attorney. Commissioners voted unanimously to suspend county appraiser Francine Cromie for 1 week, pending further investigations. County commissioners at last week's meetings heard updates following recent heavy rains, with some roads flooded briefly, others damaged, trees plugging bridges, tubes, and waterways. As much as 4 to 5 inches fell late week before last in parts of Washington and the southern parts of Marshall County. Washington County commissioners will meet July 2nd with the auditor planning the 2025 county budget. After previously taking no action with no second to a motion to extend a health care sales tax, Nemahaw County commissioners last week approved a resolution that would put the question as to extending a 0.5% countywide sales tax toward Nemahaw Valley and Sabetha Community Hospitals on the November ballot. Ben Glace voted against the motion in a 3-person vote, noting that sales tax revenue has increased by roughly 5 times from 2015. Patient locations and preferences have shifted, some opting for treatment elsewhere, raising concerns that some in the county are double taxed by using a closer facility to their residents. He noted that a countywide sales tax seems a blunt tool to resolve financial issues, while Medicare reimbursements and expansion are unresolved. He went further to point out critical failures in leadership the past few years, Glace suggesting that a sincere and candid conversation between communities and healthcare leaders is sorely needed. Dylan Keim requested that both hospitals meet annually with commissioners to provide better transparency and use of funds allocated. Jason Cook commented that this question could also have been added to the ballot per a valid petition signed by electors. Again, the question will be on the November ballot in Nemahaw County, the resolution passing on a 2-to-1 vote. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in June reviewed handbook proposals, which will be voted on at the July meeting. Focus on improving attendance, dress code, and limiting cell phone use by students are among considerations discussed. A junior high tennis program will be offered next year as a spring activity. City of Blue Rapids hosted a town hall last evening to discuss priorities for 2025 through 2030 with a focus on public safety, housing, infrastructure, and community vitality. The information gathered will be used for strategic planning and grant possibilities toward future projects. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon patties, a biscuit, rice pilaf, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow runs a casserole, a blueberry muffin, sliced carrots, and fruited jello. KNDY News time is 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late Tuesday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 100s. Heat index values around 110. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Scattered showers are possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. Heat index values around 105. Some scattered showers are possible into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. More rain continues early Wednesday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A slight chance for some rain showers on a Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More scattered showers are possible into Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more rain throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late June, 88. Record high on this date, 108. The average low 67, the record low 49. Sun's up this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:02. It's sunny and 75 degrees this hour. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Along with a new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups, both 1500 and 2500 models, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2024 Chevy Equinox, the RS and LT packages, and a 2024 Chevy Blazer Premier. See it today and test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Mets and Cubs play the rubber game of their weekend series in Chicago. In the third inning, the Mets pounced. Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo going deep back-to-back to make it 3-0. Luis Severino was untouchable. Six innings, three hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. Leading 4-2 in the eighth, Mark Vientos would provide the Metropolitans with some insurance.
2-1, and Vientos in the air, left center field and deep. Crow Armstrong watches. Gone, a long homer from Mark Vientos.
The call on ESPN, Edwin Diaz got ejected before his bottom of the ninth save attempt after umpires inspected his hands and glove before he even threw a pitch. The Mets still managed to seal the 5-2 win. The Brewers tripled up the Padres in San Diego, winning 6-2 to avoid a series sweep. And Pablo Lopez was dealing for the Twins in Oakland, tossing 8 scoreless and tying his career high with 14 strikeouts. The Twins over the Athletics, 3-0 there. Max Scherzer made his Rangers debut in their 4-0 win over the Royals, hurling 5 scoreless innings and recording 4 Ks, the last one tying him with Greg Maddux for 11th all-time in career strikeouts. WNBA, Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky getting the better of Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, winning 88-87 on Sunday. Reese had a career-high 25 points to go along with 16 boards. In Sunrise, Florida tonight, the winner-take-all Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers looking to become the first team since 1942 to rally from down 0-3. Edmonton winger Connor McDavid.
Yeah, excited. Obviously, we've worked hard to put ourselves in this position. It's a great opportunity for our group, and we're looking forward to it.
Puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
So rich, so indulgent. Wrapping my skin in softness. It's Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. My new go-to for silky smooth skin in my shower. With Olay Indulgent Moisture, my skin said bye-bye dry, hello glow in just 14 days. Indulge with Olay Body Wash.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Weekend. We'll get a look into the housing sector to finish out the month of June. It starts on Tuesday with the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. It measures what you'd pay in 20 major metropolitan areas. It's going to be followed by new home sales on Wednesday and pending home sales on Thursday. Last week's data shows rising mortgage rates and high prices are still keeping a lot of would-be buyers on the sidelines at what's usually the peak of real estate season. So how are you feeling about the economy? We'll get a look into what Americans are thinking with a Consumer Confidence Index on Tuesday and Consumer Sentiment on Friday. The jobless claims report will be released on Thursday. Last week, the number of Americans who filed for first-time benefits fell by 5,000 the previous week. That's down from a 10-month high, but it isn't as much of a drop as economists had expected. At the close on Friday, the Dow was up, the NASDAQ and the S&P down. Daria Albinger,
ABC. Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Senators Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, and Roger Marshall, Republican here from Kansas, are pressing the Biden administration on the steps it's taking to address the recent surge of used cooking oil imports. Last year, the United States imported 3 billion pounds of used cooking oil, half of which came from China. That's up from a total of 200 million pounds imported in 2020. The senators sent a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency, the United States Department of Agriculture, the USTR's office, and Customs and Border Protection. They point out concerns by some in the renewable fuels industry that large amounts of imported UCO may be a blend of UCO with virgin vegetable oils such as palm oil, which is directly linked to the deforestation in Southeast Asia. That would constitute fraudulent value distortion of the commodity designed to take advantage of tax incentives, in addition to renewable identification number or RIN fraud under the RFS. And what they're looking to do is they want to ensure the integrity of clean fuel policies. Now, in other news, last Friday was the latest report of a USDA cattle feedlot report. As USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell gave us key numbers from Friday's United States Department of Agriculture cattle on feed.
According to the June 2024 USDA NAS cattle on feed report,
On June 1st, there was 11.58 million head of cattle in feedlots with more than 1,000 head. That's fractionally lower than the level it was last year. During the month of May, 2.05 million head of cattle were placed in feedlots, which is 4% higher than a year ago. And during the month of May, there was 1.96 million cattle marketed from feedlots, which is fractionally higher than it was a year ago.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A K-State veterinarian says that pink eye, a disease caused by multiple bacteria located around a cow's irritated cornea, affects a lot of cattle every year, but is proven to be treatable. Greg Hanslachek explains what pink eye is and the symptoms that can help producers diagnose it.
Officially, pink eye is called IBK, infectious bovine keratoconjunctivitis, but it's just an infection of the eye, but it's actually an infection of the cornea. So that part that's clear, that you can see the iris, you can see the lens, that's the outside of the eye that's clear, that's where the infection is. The symptoms are, at first, you'll see runny eyes. They'll just look like they're tearing all the time. They're very sensitive to light. So a lot of times the calves or the cows will actually hold the eye shut. Typically, we're going to see it in one eye at a time. Sometimes we'll see it in both.
Hanslachek shares a couple of common situations where cattle damage their eyes and contract pink eye.
Lots of things out there that can break the integrity of the eye. And one of the things we always talk about are face flies, house flies too, but they both feed on the juices around the eye. And their mouth parts, we call them raspy mouth parts. They're very, very, they're just like a rasp. They're very coarse. And so you get enough of these flies feeding on those liquids as they're moving around on the cornea, they can actually lacerate it. So fly control is a big deal. Two is dust. If we go through the drought like we have in the past few years, the dust can get in the eye, can lacerate the eye. A little bit later in the season when the grass starts heading out and becomes mature, we'll start seeing issues there. And what's happening with that is that the calves and the cows are trying to graze closer to the ground because that's the grass that's the most palatable. And when they put their head that close to the ground, they have to go through those seed heads. And a lot of times those seed heads will lacerate their eye.
He outlines the various methods available to treat pink eye.
Well, the treatments, there's two injectable antibiotics that are out there, tetracyclines and then Draxxin are both labeled for. There are some other products and topicals and things that people can use. Sometimes veterinarians will want to actually make an injection in the eyelid or in that area to increase the concentration of antibiotics. So there's multiple treatments out there that are very successful. I'd highly recommend that at a pink eye outbreak or a couple pink eyes that the producer contact their local veterinarian and ask for advice on what treatment is the best for them.
That was Greg Hanslachek, Kansas State University veterinarian on pink eye in cattle. Hanslachek reminds producers to consult their local veterinarian to determine the best treatment option. Learn more about the disease at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're on the summer schedule and closed this Monday. They will also be closed the week of Independence, July 1st, no sale. Their next upcoming sale is Monday, July 8th, offering cattle and hay at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Call the sale barn 402-223-3571 or find them online. Again, no sale this week or next, with the next auction Monday, July 8th in Beatrice.
We seldom note its passing anymore, but Midsummer Day was once a magical day of legend. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first largest book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 24th, the 176th day of the year. Boxing legend Jack Dempsey was born on this day, and in 1844, Charles Goodyear was granted a patent for vulcanized rubber. It is seldom observed these days, but today is Midsummer Day. Once celebrated as the halfway point between planting and harvest, Midsummer Day, as you might expect, is the source of all kinds of folk tales. Weather lore says rain today could mean trouble for the hazel and walnut crops and bad news for corn. If you're in need of extra luck, try a barefoot walk in the grass. The midsummer dew is said to have special healing power. And here's a legend they tell in Sweden. Old timers claim that in the midnight hour, humans can understand the language of animals. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day online at almanac.com.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month from Oldie Dairy Farms. Family owned and operated since 1955. Strengthening lives through ag production with Oldie Family Farms. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axel. A family owned farm for over 30 years. Thank a dairy farmer today during National Dairy Month. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. With only one season under his belt as the head coach for the Kansas State University men's basketball team, Jerome Tang has now signed a new contract with the Wildcats to keep him in Manhattan through the 2029-2030 season. KSNT News reports the new contract comes after turning down the head coaching position at Arkansas, as the Wildcats ended up rewarding him with an amended contract, including an annual base salary increase of $500,000 a year from the original $3 million annual pay, along with an additional $100,000 per each season. Tang is set to make $3.5 million, increased to $3.6 million in 2025 and 2026, and up to $4.1 million a year in the 2030-2031 season. On top of that, Tang's also set to make $200,000 retention bonus for each season that he remains as head coach of the Wildcats, regardless of the season outcome. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts 3 times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Kansas University women's golfer now has a new trophy from a tournament across the pond in England, as KU senior and rising star Lily Hurst has officially won the English Women's Open Championship, with the final round wrapping up last week. KSNT News reports that Hurst ended up finishing with a final score of 6 down after 4 rounds of competition, beating out second place by 4 strokes. In a statement to golf publication England Golf, she said, "I'm speechless. Quote, I feel I've been dreaming of winning a tournament like this after I won the Champion of Champions a few years ago." Hurst won the tournament also by beating fellow Jayhawk teammate Johanna Ebner, who ended up finished tied for 4th at the event. In other news, with the Men's College World Series all wrapped up for 2024, baseball season is just about over, at least outside of the major leagues. However, the NBC baseball tournament is set to come back to the city of Wichita starting on July 25th and rolling through August 3rd. It's the 90th World Series tournament that's set to be held in Wichita, Kansas.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Legion baseball team fell to Seneca Friday 9-4, going 6-9 on the season. Games with Atchison Sunday postponed. Atchison didn't have enough players. Next action at Sabetha Wednesday for a doubleheader, then Sunday at Holton.
KNDY.